When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey there, it's Ray Hignan. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This podcast is ran 100% by the questions that you submit to me on Twitter. If you have a question for me, you can submit it on Twitter. My handle is @RayHignan and use the hashtag AskRay. So just mention @RayHignan and hashtag AskRay, and we will absolutely add you to the queue and get your question answered. So today's question comes from Kenny Santos. Kenny Santos says, what is the leapfrog approach? Can you cover it in a podcast? And, you know, I believe I actually sent you my blog that teaches the leapfrog approach, but I thought, hey, why not? Why not throw this in a podcast as well? So the leapfrog approach, I first heard of through Richard Brook, who's a network marketing legend and a friend of mine. And the leapfrog approach is, it's really geared toward, you could use it on anybody. And I think that it really would open the minds of most people you would ever do this to. But it also is aimed specifically at people who say, well, I don't know anyone, right? So you ever prospect someone for your network marketing business and they say, well, I don't know anyone, okay? Well, leapfrog approach is one almost bulletproof way to overcome this. So the leapfrog approach is getting them to think not about who they know necessarily, but more about who they know that they might know. Leapfrog, right? You're hopping over, not just the people they know, but the people they know that they know. Okay. So here's an example. So if someone says to me, hey, I just don't know anyone. I don't know if I can do this business. I say, okay, cool, that's fair. You know, we actually have a lot of successful professionals in this business and that are doing really, really well. I'm just curious. Hey, do you know a realtor? Okay, so I'm asking, do they know a realtor? Now, most people on planet Earth know a realtor, at least one. And when you're specific, this is a very powerful psychology thing. When you're more specific with your questions, you're apt to get better answers. So when you say, hey, do you know anybody? That's open to the universe, and it's very hard for people to nail down, well, I don't know, when they're given that big of a green light. But when you say, do you know a realtor? And they say, well, yeah, I know a realtor. Okay, cool. What's their name? Sally. Okay, Sally, cool. Now, just curious, do you know roughly, you know, shoot from the hip, how many years has Sally been a realtor? Oh, she's been a realtor for 10 years. Okay, cool. Awesome. Now, I'm just curious, are you aware that, you know, as a realtor, you have to do continuing education to stay licensed? Are you aware of that? Oh, yeah, I'm aware. Okay, cool. So she probably has been to a lot of educational events where other realtors are. Would you agree with that? Well, yeah, of course. Okay, cool. So, all right. So how many do you think, so she's been in business 10 years. How many other realtors do you think that she might know? And they're going to say, oh, you know, I don't know. Okay, cool. So let's not be crazy. So she may know thousands. She may know hundreds. But let's say, does she at least know five? Oh, yeah. Oh, she of course knows five. Okay, cool. All right, cool. So she has five. Now, from being in business for 10 years, now, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that realtors are 100% commission. Is that correct? Well, yeah, they're 100% commission. They don't get salary. Oh, okay. All right, so 10 years. Now, I think it'd be safe to say that she's at least somewhat successful. Would you agree with that? Yeah. I mean, 10 years. Yeah, she's got to be. Okay, cool. All right. So, you know, I don't know this for certain, but I believe, you know, a successful realtor, maybe they close one house a month. Do you think that's aggressive or do you think that's conservative or do you think that's out of the range? No, I think one a month is okay. Okay, cool. So 10 years, let's say that, you know, she didn't average 12 a year. She averaged 10 a year, just to be on the safe side. So let's say over the last 10 years, around 100 people, conservatively, trusted her with the biggest investment of their life, which is their house. Do you think that's safe to say? Yeah, that's definitely safe to say. Okay, cool. Well, let's just be even more conservative. Let's say she doesn't even have 100 clients. Let's say she's got 20. Is that super safe? Yeah, that's super safe. Okay, cool. All right, so she's got at least 5 professionals we know in a really ridiculously conservative model, and she's got at least 20 clients that we know in a ridiculously conservative model. Now, do you think of those really conservative numbers that there's at least a few people that she might be able to get interested in this business? And it's super powerful. It literally, it opens their mind because they know that you didn't try to hype them by saying, yeah, she probably closes, you know, 5 deals a month, right? You know, okay, well, there's, you know what I mean? So when you're really conservative with the numbers and you lay it out like that, and then guess what? You could do the exact same thing, the exact same verbiage for a CPA, for a financial planner, for you name it. I mean, you can, you know, a restaurant owner, right? I mean, you could do almost the exact same verbiage for multiple different professions out there. And what it does is it just opens up that, hey, it's not just about who they know. It's about who they know that they know. So there you go. That is the leapfrog. And hopefully you got benefit out of that. That's a really, really good tactic for those of you, many of you probably hearing this for the first time. Feel free to share this with your teammates. And also, today I announced just on to my email list, I actually didn't send this on social media or anything, but to my email list, I announced a brand new private club called Top Earner Conversations that is for those who are very serious about building a network marketing business and network marketing team. If you'd like more information on that, feel free to shoot me an email, ray@rayhigdon.com. Be more than happy to point you in that direction and show you what we got going on. It's something we've been working on for a couple years now, actually. And I think that you might like it if you are a serious network marketer. So there you go, guys. Hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.